Coming to you live from the Hall of Truth, it's the Nate Darling Show.
Fire a warning shot across her nose.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, relax, good citizen.
Nothing! You've got nothing!
Here's Nate.
Alrighty, happy Friday, or Saturday, or whenever you're listening. Show number 612.
Oh, yeah!
Every show available on natedarlingshow.com. Go back, check out the archives for free. We never charge for archives. We do not charge you for content.
How many gigs of data is that?
Don't know. I don't know.
I need to check it out.
My web host has unlimited storage.
What? Get the fuck out of here.
Unlimited storage.
We should be mining some Bitcoin. I don't know if that's how that works.
But. It's not.
Oh, okay.
It's not at all. And while you're there checking out all of the content that's there for you, go ahead and click that Shop Amazon tab at the top of the page. It'll bring you right to Amazon, and if you buy something then, we get a small percentage of it, and we plow all of that right back into the website. Lord knows no one in this room is making money off of it.
You said plow.
Plow. Plowing it like the back 40. And there are things that we want to do here with the show that require a little more capital than just me getting a piece of plywood and some U-bolts to create a table for these two guys.
That's right.
I mean, it's a great step up from where we were. It's a much better setup than what we had. But I have plans of things for some gear that I would love to get as we evolve. The room that we're sitting in now may be evolving over the next few months. We don't know. But there are a few things like that. So
you can buy a nice KitchenAid mixer on Amazon.com, mm-hmm. and they'll ship it to Minot, North Dakota for you.
Nice. I love giving gifts that way. Is you order it and ship it to somebody else. Birthday gifts, Christmas gifts, just thinking about your gifts.
Yeah.
Here's what I ordered today. So Leslie and I started doing DDP yoga this week again.
Ooh.
Because I was not keeping up with it, and she wanted to do something, and she wanted to have sort of an accountability partner. So we started on Monday, and she was using my old yoga mat, and she's like, I need a padded yoga mat like the one you have. And that yoga mat, you can go to Target and buy it. It'll cost you like $26. Or you can go on Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com, and basically the same yoga mat is going to cost you $17.
Yes.
And so we ordered that. So we'll have it for Wednesday evening's yoga. So she'll have her new padded yoga mat. And ordered more pill pockets so that we can give Pete his pills.
Mm.
Because that's a monthly deal when you have a dog who has chronic conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta give him pills. So everything from the occasional purchase out of nowhere to the thing that you're gonna need over and over again, Amazon's a really great place to do it. And they'll ship right to your house. No fuss, no muss.
Oh.
Just hit the Shop Amazon tab.
Just do it.
At NateDarlingShow.com.
You can send your nephew shoes in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And it doesn't cost you anything to ship. It just costs you how much the shoes cost.
The only thing they don't have is a clue, so you can't ship a clue to your relatives in North Carolina. We'll get to that. this weekend, we have a podcast outing. It's been a while since we've had one.
Mm-hmm.
The last podcast outing we had, a Washington Post article, too close to call in Ohio as we're recording this show.
Mm.
So that's not bad. The last podcast outing we went to Topgolf.
Yeah.
This is also going to be in Roseville. We are doing an escape room on Saturday.
Hmm.
Thanks to Groupon, we were able to get a really great rate on an entire room. And so it's going to be Leslie and myself and Jason and Christine and Kareem and Barb and Ted and Becca, who used to be on the show, we're going to come in. So we've got a full room.
Awesome.
At the escape room. And let me see if I can find this. Google it here, see if it's in there. Yes, here it is. It's, here's the article from the SACB. Let's see if I can throw this up for you guys. Let's close this one. I know this is really scintillating stuff.
It has to be.
But I have to stop casting one tab. Mm-hmm. There we go. Bam. Go back to that. So I can pull this up.
Oh, yeah, here it comes.
Article from the SACB about the place. If it lets me. This effing browser. Swear to God. the adventure we're having is called Escape Trump's America. and it's at Tales from the Cryptex, in Roseville. So, I don't want to read too much about it because I don't want to know about what the escape is before we go, because I want to actually, you know, be surprised when I get there. So basically we're going to be trying to solve a series of puzzles that reveal 8 items, that will enable us to escape to Canada and away from the country led by President Donald Trump. Kareem, it's at 9071 Foothills Boulevard.
Okay, it's not that far from me.
Yeah. So that's what we'll be doing on Saturday. So next week we'll let you know how that went and if we were able to make it out in time. There is a 60-minute time limit.
60 minutes.
60-minute time limit to escape Trump's America.
What's the what do they say the difficulty is on this? Is it
huge? I don't know.
Is it huge?
It might be huge.
It might be huge.
It might be huge. I honestly didn't read much about it. I bought the Groupon because Leslie's been wanting to do an escape room, and I said, sure, let's do an escape room. I found one on Groupon, and when I saw what it was, I was like, this is going to be amazing.
You know, and of course, after we set a date, mm-hmm. that we were going to do it, somebody that I've been trying to get to take pictures of him and his kid
mm-hmm.
sent me an email, invite to his kid's birthday party.
Is it at noon on Saturday?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it'll last. This thing's only going to last an hour, yeah. So.
Yeah. I think her birthday party's from 12:30 to 4:30, but it was it was just funny that day.
Sure.
I was like, of course you did that.
But the good thing is we'll be done there by 1 o'clock. So even if we went and grabbed lunch, you'll be gone.
Yeah.
By there. So, that's what we're going to be doing this weekend. So should be some good times.
Are we getting lunch afterwards?
We can. Mm. I mean, that's open for discussion.
Yeah,
I'm going to be hungry.
I'm going to be hungry.
I don't know. You know, we can play it by ear.
Ooh, okay.
I'm not sure exactly what's around that area for food, but there's plenty of food to eat around Roseville.
There is. Yeah, we'll find something.
The place Leslie and I have been the last couple times has been the Lazy Dog, which is a chain.
Yeah, it just went up in Folsom, too.
Yeah, I've been the one I think it's Anaheim or Orange. Mm. It's right in that area.
Oh, speaking of restaurants, there is a chicken and waffles place coming to your neighborhood.
Oh, is it going in where the Oak Park Brewery was?
No. I don't think they want to go anything back in there.
Free Weevils. Is that place closed?
Yes.
I know they closed at least temporarily. I don't know if they'd closed permanently.
Where is this place going to be?
Over by Old Soul.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. On the other side of Old Soul. Same building.
Oh, okay.
Chicken and waffles 24/7?
Not 24/7.
But that's cool. I mean, hopefully this could... Good chicken.
Yeah.
Hopefully they hired local people.
And good waffles.
Yeah.
Good chicken and good waffles.
I could care less.
Come in
the
June
waffles.
Of 2019.
Oh, that's so long. You wait that long?
You teased him to a full hard on and then kicked him in the nuts.
Yes.
That's what you did with that.
I mean,
like he was starting to drip pre-cum and you kicked him right in the nuts and everything just shrank back up.
Because fried chicken's probably like one of those things that like I could eat every single meal of. Like I fucking love. I have fried chicken. I love fried fingers. I like fried chicken. Pretty much in any form, pretty much down with.
All right.
Like, even my daughter's dino bites, even down with those.
I have some sad news for you all.
No.
YouTube, Facebook, and Apple have taken steps to remove content that's associated with InfoWars and its founder, Alex Jones.
I'm just a character.
Each social media platform said on Monday that it removed content from Jones or InfoWars because it had violated their policies. The company's moves shut down key distribution channels that had given the controversial media figure easy access to millions of internet users. We've played him on the show, too, and mocked him many times. The most dramatic action came last from YouTube, which is owned by Google. It removed many top channels associated with InfoWars, including the Alex Jones channel, which had 2.4 million subscribers, and videos that were viewed over 1.5 billion times, saying, when users violate policies repeatedly, like our policies against hate speech and harassment, or our terms prohibiting circumvention of our enforcement measures, we terminate their accounts. That's from a spokesperson from YouTube. Some channels for some of InfoWars' top personalities were still on the platform, however. InfoWars, of course, they're notorious for spreading false information and conspiracy theories. On a host of issues, it's been suggested that Sandy Hook massacre was a hoax, and right now there's a lawsuit pending with that. And the September 11th terrorist attacks were an inside job orchestrated by the U.S. government. InfoWars did not respond to a request for comment from this CNN story, but a message posted Monday on Twitter, Jones encouraged users to access live streams directly from the InfoWars website. He described it as the one platform that they can't ban. Well, they can't, but you know who could? Your web hosting company.
Yeah.
I don't know who their web hosting company is, but they could do that too if they had a policy about that.
Yeah. So one of the Sandy Hook families had to move 7 times.
Yep.
Because of him.
And the idiots who listened to him.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing, and I've seen quite a few people, I've been on Twitter, and I've seen quite a few really, relatively attractive, blonde girls with really vacant eyes, posting about how liberals are all about free speech until they shut down somebody's speech they don't like, and then they want it shut down and censored. No one's censoring it. You just can't put your shit out here.
Yeah.
That's not censorship. You're not allowed. YouTube allows people to create profiles, allows them to create channels, and tells you what's not allowed.
Yep.
And if you violate that, YouTube, owned by Google, which is a private company, although funny is like they're not a private company, they're publicly traded. It's like,
do you not understand how fucking shit works?
They don't. They don't. This was one of those really vacant looking blondes.
Yeah.
Alex Jones had put out a photo of himself with duct tape on it, duct tape and the word censored written on, put it over his mouth. Although I'm sure it was phony as well. Mm-hmm. So I've seen a few of those things. It's like, look, man, put it out on your website if they'll let you. Don't expect that everyone is going to. And I know that these lawsuits have to have something to do with it, because after they go after Alex Jones, they're going to get bankrolled by somebody, yeah, and they're going to go after Google and YouTube if they allow this bullshit to keep going on. If they allow them to keep putting demonstrably false things that are harmful to other people out in the public forum, these companies are going to be sued for giving that platform.
Oh, and I've been listening to this thing where they talk about the illusory effect of hearing like false information. Like, it's more memorable when you hear false information, and like,
yeah,
like, and like,
she's like, what the fuck?
Because it doesn't sound right. So you remember it. So even people that don't intend to necessarily spread falsehoods end up spreading falsehoods because that's just the way our mind works. It's fucking ridiculous. But anyhow,
he did it on purpose.
Oh no, that's the thing, is like, that's the way that they work the propaganda, is like, even the people that don't necessarily want to, or intend to, you know. I remember I had to call EJ out one time.
Not like, EJ.
He was listening to some shit on Info. He was telling me something about InfoWars. I was like, dude, as soon as you said InfoWars, I'm not listening to anything else you say after that. Like, anything else you say after that.
You better cross-reference that with a reliable source.
I'm not even gonna, there has to be something. Tell me the other thing that like, where it was from. And then I'll listen to you.
You know what Zoltar told me the other day?
I would definitely listen to you. I would see what you had to say about Zoltar. But as soon as you say InfoWars, I'm not listening at all.
Anyway, that was, it's been a thing. So sad for Alex Jones. And we're not, since, you know, I'm not sure if the Right Wing Watch will be pulling Alex Jones stuff in, putting it on their website and on their YouTube channel. Otherwise, you're not going to hear him anymore on this show.
Yeah.
We only played him to mock him, to really flush out who this fucking guy was. And, that's what we'll continue to do. Be like, look, this is what you're dealing with. We flush out nonsense on this show.
And now it's been flushed.
It's been flushed. It's been totally flushed. All right. It's time now for the new feature on the show. Sadly, a new feature. Plenty of material. It's called White Folks Calling the Cops on Black Folks. On Wednesday, July 25th, Darcel Obregon shared a video on Facebook of a white woman, later identified as Arabella Juniper Torres, calling the police on her after she sought shelter from the rain in a doorway while waiting for an Uber in Brooklyn. She detailed the incident, which happened on a Sunday, before a public post, saying, "I was in Brooklyn walking to the train when a sudden storm began and I hid in the doorway outside a random apartment and parked Slope to shield myself from the rain and call an Uber. No more than 3 minutes later, a young woman who lives in the building opened the front door and told me I can't stand there and had to leave. I told her I was not going to move. Unbeknownst to her, I was just waiting for my ride and would be leaving in a couple minutes. So then she proceeded to call the police." You'd like to hear what that sounds like? She hashtagged it Permit Patty. Barbecue Becky, Truth, White Privilege, Calling the Cops, Petty Patty, America, Accountability, We Can Do Better, Police, Epidemic, and Entitlement.
She is America. Hashtag She is America.
All right. Let me see if I can... Why is this not going to play for me? See if I can go to Facebook and get it to play proper. Ah, here we go.
She's not recording me. You're standing on public property, man. You know that, right? This is public. This is not public property. So you're sending an officer? Because now she's recording me. Union President, yeah, Fifth Avenue. She's recording me right now. I've asked her to leave and she's refusing. I'm not sure, no, but she's recording me. This is a female. About 180 pounds.
Oh, hell no.
I'm not sure. She's pretty old to be doing this, so.
To be doing what?
Like 50. Heavy set. I would consider that.
So now it's getting real.
Some jeans and a shirt. She won't leave. Black. I mean, she's standing right here, so when they get here, they'll see her. Blue jeans, some rips in it. Like she's 20.
Out of here. Oh, what a bitch.
Absolutely do not know her, and that's why I want her off my private property.
She was on the phone with the police. That's why she was talking out of shit.
Right?
The owners of this building, so... why? Probably for my cell phone. Why? Because she's recording me. I'm not saying my personal information. I'm sorry.
Okay.
If you go anywhere, you'll be committing a crime as well. You know that, right?
Okay.
She's in her Uber now, leaving.
No, I refuse to.
Oh my God.
You're leaving. You're against the law.
Okay.
If you go anywhere, you'll be.
I just want her to leave. She won't leave. I'm calling the cops. Then her Uber comes, so she leaves. If you go anywhere, you're committing a crime. No. She's just doing what you asked.
Somebody beat her with a book.
Oh my gosh. She lives next door to a fucking Dunkin' Donuts. Get the fuck out of here.
That's not all. There's more. A Smith College employee called the police on a black student who was eating lunch in a common area because she seemed out of place.
Get the fuck out of here.
The student, and I'm going to butcher the name, so I'm sorry, Omu Kanute, is working at Smith College as a teaching assistant and resident advisor over the summer. She was taking a break from work on Tuesday when a police officer approached her and asked why she was there. Saying, I did nothing wrong. I wasn't making any noise or bothering anybody, she wrote on a Facebook post. All I did was be black. Smith College announced that the employee has been placed on leave. It released a transcript of the employee's call to the police. Let's see if there's any audio on this. I don't think there is. No. And I'm blown away by the fact that I can't even sit down and eat lunch peacefully. Today, someone felt the need to call police on me while I was sitting down reading and eating in a common room at Smith College. This person didn't try to bring their concerns forward to me, but instead decided to call the police. I did nothing wrong. I wasn't making any noise or bothering anyone. All I did was be black. It's outrageous that some people question my being at Smith College and my existence overall as a woman of color. I was very nervous and a complete meltdown after this incident. It's just wrong and uncalled for. No students of color should have to explain why they belong at a prestigious white institution. I worked my hardest to get into Smith. I deserve to feel safe on my campus.
It just sucks that because like now, like she can be like she's gonna be a target of all the fucking racists there, you know. Like she already wasn't though, of course. I mean, just
and that's this week and people calling the cops on black folk.
So you're gonna call the police on somebody sitting, eating, and reading a book?
Yep.
Get the fuck out of here.
Not in a common area.
Not go up to him and go, hey, what's going on? Hi, I'm Nate. What's your name? Oh, I'm Maya Angelou.
Yeah,
hey, what are you doing? Oh, I'm an RA here and over the summer, and I'm just taking a break. Oh, cool. Where do you RA? Have a conversation.
Yeah.
Now, if she pulls a knife on you, then go call the police.
Yeah, but you could just walk by and mind your own fucking business.
That's an option too. That's an option too. But if you see somebody that looks out of place, go, hey, how's it going? And introduce yourself.
Yeah.
And if they're really out of place, they'll feel super uncomfortable and they'll leave. And if they're not, they'll introduce themselves to you and maybe you'll make a friend.
Yeah.
And then you too can have a black friend.
This. Or you can just not go keep walking and mind your own fucking business.
Or you could, I mean, like, I think that's a, if somebody is like, there's only one black kid at school, and nobody's sitting and having lunch with him. Like, go ahead and have lunch with the kid. Like, you know, like, I don't know. Like,
you could do that.
Yeah.
If that's your intention, but you could keep walking and mind your fucking business.
I'm just saying, if you feel like you have a legitimate concern about something, go introduce yourself.
And that I agree with you.
Yeah.
But you saw that girl.
Yeah.
She looked like a college student.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So either you go introduce yourself and try to make a friend because you want to make a friend, or you mind your fucking business and keep walking.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah. Either is a really good option.
GTFOH.
I think black people should go through your neighborhood and start calling the police on white people.
They should.
And again, that's another two incidences of white women calling the police.
Yes. Just because. I'm going to start doing it. I'm just gonna start calling the police on random white people.
There's a strange short gentleman. He looks swarthy, and he's here in this black neighborhood.
Yes, I think he's here to buy drugs. I think you should go pat him down. I'm gonna start doing that. I think I'm gonna start doing that. It's there was a time where I used to when I finally got a car that had a keyless entry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit!
White people would walk by, and I would click it.
Dude, we should. We should film that. We should go. No, we should go out and film. Like you calling the cops on people, like watering the lawn in Oak Park. Yeah. Let's go do it. Like let's get somebody with
the. You sit in your car as white people start to walk by. You roll up the window real quick.
Yes.
And lock the doors.
Yeah, lock the doors. But we should.
Oh shit!
Let's film that shit. Like because that would be some. That'd be funny. That's almost like the guy. Who's the guy that slaps people in the face for smoking? Like, it was like.
Oh, yeah.
Tyrone.
Smoking every hell.
That shit out of here. Meanwhile, in Kareem's home state of North Carolina, this is just shocking.
He's selling lemonade, robbed at gunpoint. This happened in a Union County neighborhood. Deputies say a teenager pushed a handgun into the boy's stomach and demanded money.
You know, never thought in a million years, you know, I'd be racing off to pick him up with somebody pointing a gun at him and taking his money from just a simple thing of selling lemonade.
By the way, that's his dad. That's a full-grown man that sounded like that. And that is exactly what he sounds like. Remember, this is a
never thought in a million years, you know, I'd be racing off to pick him up with somebody pointing a gun at him and taking his money from just a simple thing of selling lemonade.
And tonight, the suspect is still out there somewhere. NBC Charlotte's Kendall Morris joins us now. Kendall, deputies say they've never seen anything like this before.
Deputies say robbing a child at a lemonade stand takes it to a whole new level. All of this happening over less than $20 of cash. On a hot summer day, a lemonade stand is the...
I enjoy the reporter had some cash in her hand to say less than $20 in cash, but she only had four. Because reporters don't get paid as well as you might think.
Quintessential way for kids to make some quick cash.
Loves getting out there every Saturday to sell lemonade, you know, and makes a couple bucks here and there.
Philip Smith's son is known as the neighborhood entrepreneur, setting up his lemonade stand to help fund his other landscaping and mowing business.
He's always so happy and, you know, and he brings everybody, talks about how he brings so many smiles to everybody.
But that quickly changed Saturday afternoon. Deputies say the boy was selling lemonade at this roundabout when a teen wearing a camo hat and black shirt allegedly stuck a handgun in the boy's stomach, demanded money, and ran off.
Pure panic and scared that, you know, something completely blew my mind, like something like this could happen in a neighborhood for him just selling lemonade.
The suspect
got off with $17 total. Deputies searched the area, finding a camo hat, BB gun, and a metal tin in the woods nearby.
I think people, you know, are capable of a lot of things, but not robbing a child at a lemonade stand. That one takes it to a new level.
People who live close by say they were shocked to find out what happened.
It's definitely very sad that somebody would do something like that to, you know, a 9-year-old kid.
Neighbors wanted to give the boy back his money and more.
And everybody has donated money to you.
Together, they collected $256 in a matter of hours.
Scam.
He was definitely shocked. He didn't really have a whole lot of words. His, you know, his eyebrows shot up into his forehead, and he was very excited.
That money will now help purchase a riding lawnmower, as this neighborhood makes lemonade out of a lemon situation. The child's father says he will not stop selling lemonade, but they will be taking more precautions. If you have any information about the suspect, please contact the...
The suspect had a BB gun.
I call bullshit. That's bullshit.
Kareem is... In the past, Kareem has gone after white women. He's now going after 9-year-olds. I just want to make that... I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just making a point.
Look, and I'm not even going after the 9-year-old. I'm going after his parents.
Yeah. You're going after the guy with the high-pitched voice?
I'm going to... Look. This is some bullshit. I'm going to tell you what's happened. They've seen all these people who've gotten GoFundMe pages for people doing shit to them. And they decided that they would make up this bullshit so they can get a GoFundMe page for their kid. It's fucking bullshit.
All right. Well, we'll follow the story because that's one of those that if something comes up, they're going to follow up on that.
Yeah, if something comes up, I'll eat crow on that one. But, yeah, I'm calling bullshit.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
And you conveniently found a camel hat, the tin, and a BB gun.
And a BB gun. He dropped them. He just dropped them on his way out.
Like, who's going to... Who's going to rob? Like, how... Like,
so
where is it? Where in any way?
Listen, they call cops to shut down these kids with lemonade stands all the time. Except this time, it was a vigilante who took the law into his own hands. There's a white kid selling lemonade over here, and I'm not having it.
So, oh no.
Give me all your lemonade money, boy. And then he gets out in the woods. He's like, motherfucker, it's only $17.
Yeah. And what did they say the suspect looked like?
They didn't. They just said he was a teenager with a camouflage hat and a BB gun.
It was a white boy.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I mean, all of the neighbors were white, Kareem.
Yeah. It's
a white neighborhood.
Yeah, if you don't have a description, it's a white guy.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
That is the rule.
I'm just finding it funny.
That is the rule. if there's no description, it's a white guy. Every time. 99.99% of the time.
She's recording me right now.
Yes, it is a white guy.
I'm not giving you my information.
Yes, no. No. And I'm still calling bullshit.
All right.
Oh, man.
And you are allowed. We'll keep an eye on that as we tend to do that. All right. So, keeping with the southeastern part of the United States, it's time to go down to Georgia, just like the devil did, where bachelor party guests were competing to see which one of them could stay underwater the longest. But one of them didn't resurface. That's sad, right?
Oops.
Robert Bunsa, 23, of Basking Ridge, New Jersey, was in Georgia for the gathering at Lake Sinclair when he drowned Saturday evening. According to the report, he was trying to see how long he could hold his breath. It's not funny. Corporal Lynn Stanford said there were about 15 men at the party when Bunsa didn't come back up. They initially didn't realize he was still in the water and went up to the house to look for him, thinking he had gotten out without them seeing. He was missing for some time, over 7 minutes at least, before they realized, and one of the friends did a dive down to pull him out.
Oh, damn.
He was near the dock in about 5 to 10 feet of water, but the visibility in the lake is only about 1 foot. Law enforcement officer living nearby heard the call on the radio and responded to the dock and performed CPR for 10 to 15 minutes before EMS arrived. Helicopter was called into the lake to see if he needed to be airlifted for treatment, but he died at the scene. The deputy coroner, Foster Hurt, said he was pronounced dead at 7:20 p.m. By the way, the Centers for Disease Control warned swimmers against trying to hold their breath for long periods of time while underwater.
I wonder why that is.
It can cause them to pass out.
Oh.
Or it's called hypoxic blackout or shallow water blackout, and then they drown.
You should definitely do that in a swimming pool, not a pond.
There's been people too that, like, if you get hypoxic with that, like, that's where you inhale water, you don't realize it, and you can die like 2 or 3 days later, like from drowning. Like,
it's not funny.
It's not funny. That's too bad.
Not funny. It's real, real sad. Lost one of the good ones. Sorry. By the way, he won the contest.
He did. He's still holding his breath.
Still holding his breath. No one beat him. It's not funny.
He did it! He did it! He won the game!
Not funny. Not funny at all.
Florida. Land of enchantment. And crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
All right. Get rid of that. Bring up some other music here. In one of the more vile episodes recently to transpire inside a 7-Eleven.
Oh, fuck, man. This is going to be horrible. Some pretty horrible shit happened in 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I just wanted you to think on that for a second. A Florida man dumped a bucket containing human feces and urine inside a convenience store in St. Petersburg.
Ew.
Investigators allege that Damian Sims, 41, arrived at the 7-Eleven around 1:30 a.m. on a Wednesday and proceeded to toss the slurry of human waste on the floor of the business. The liquid splashed on the merchandise. It must have gotten a lot of it because it was valued at $28. It was a total loss at 7-Eleven. Are you guys going to see his... Let me put his mugshot up here for you, because I think it's important that you see what he looks like. He obtained... Apparently...
Of course! Oh, my God! What the fuck? He has a blonde, like, light brown beard mustache and black hair.
He does. He obtained the waste from a portable toilet, The defendant threw a bucket of porta-potty liquid human feces and urine. That's according to the report by Officer Donald Ziegler. Back in late May, Sims was trespassed from the 7-Eleven and returned with He was trespassed from a 7-Eleven? I think he was told to get out. Back in May, he returned tonight with a bucket of human feces. The officer noted the indication of alcohol influence. He was charged with trespass and criminal mischief, both misdemeanors, currently being held in county jail in lieu of $300 bond. Upon his release from custody, he's been barred from having contact with the 7-Eleven or the store's manager. By the way, he's a convicted felon. Shocker. Lengthy rap sheet that includes convictions for burglary, weapons possession, grand theft, animal cruelty, disorderly intoxication, loitering, drunk driving, and carrying a concealed weapon.
He was never shot, though?
What?
He was never shot?
No. Also in Florida, a Florida Keys culinary expert is furious about a Lexington cookbook author's claim, that's in Kentucky, that key lime pie was not invented on the islands. Pastry chef Stella Parks wrote in her book, Brave Tart, The Iconic American Desserts, that the Borden Milk Company invented the recipe in 1931 to market sweetened condensed milk, which is a prime ingredient in key lime pie. But a Florida foodie said Tuesday that key lime pie was the Keys' staple before that, citing local newspaper articles from 1926. David Sloan, the author of the Key West Key Lime Pie Cookbook, said his research proves key lime pie existed before 1931, saying, someone's trying to take away the Florida Keys culture, and I'm not going to stand for it.
Key lime pie. Key lime pie.
Look, if that's all you got to stand on, God bless you. Hold on, I have to stop the music here. Because the last Florida story, we actually have a TV report. And I think it's important that you all hear it, because the way it's described, I don't know that I would do it justice. So let me, oh, come on. it went to the next story before I could unmute it. Thanks. And advertisement, of course. Oh yeah, for the Meg. By the way, the Meg looks stupid.
Man is hospitalized after being shocked by a power line. West Palm Beach police say he may have been practicing parkour by jumping between buildings downtown. He apparently stepped on the line near Clematis Street in South Dixie, which sent more than 7,000 volts of electricity through his body. Two other men with him found him in the alley below, breathing but unresponsive. We're working to get an update on his condition.
This is parkour.
Parkour.
He was at Chlamydia Street.
He was on Chlamydia Street doing parkour.
Still one of my favorite episodes of The Office.
The parkour episode?
Yeah.
My God.
It's just a perfect example of upping the stakes. Like
that's very improv of you. Upping the stakes. I'm going to do parkour and jump on some power lines. So kids, if you're doing parkour, watch out for power lines. All right, let's go back to Georgia now, where two Spalding County jailers have been fired for their online comments. Whoopsie. Those online comments expressed sympathy for Hitler and American neo-Nazis ended the law enforcement careers of two Spalding County jailers.
Good.
Sheriff Daryl Dix said detention officers Howard Costner and Jesse Jones were fired after comments and photos from their profiles on YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and other forums were released by anti-fascist activists on Monday. Both of these gentlemen no longer employed by the Spalding County Sheriff's Office based on some information that came to light today. Dick said, it doesn't fit what we want to represent to the community and what we want to represent as an agency. And they couldn't keep it quiet. Both men were active in online gaming communities. Well, there's your problem right there. Where they were engaged in commentary about the games with others. In one exchange, Costner described racism as normal and not a bad thing, and expressed admiration for George Rockwell, the founder of the American Nazi Party. He said, quote, I'll say this, I am extremely right-winged and I view racism as normal. That was in comments posted last year to one of his YouTube videos. Also just read the definition of racism, and it's not a bad thing. That's my own belief, though. I went from being libertarian conservative to more authoritarian. Well, of course you did. He also allegedly posted photos of his room showing a German Nazi flag and his profile photo on Steam, one of the online gaming platforms, as a modified black sun flag, which was favored by neo-Nazis. Now, Jones' online profile on Steam included the motto, Hitler did nothing wrong. I don't know about that. Jones also connected on Steam with far-right profiles, including one featuring a profile picture of Dylan Roof, the convicted mass murderer in the 2015 racially motivated slaying of black churchgoers in Charleston, South Carolina, with a similar black sun design superimposed over it. In an interview on Monday after, Costner said he was not a neo-Nazi and did not hold racist or fascist beliefs. He said his comments about racism were misunderstood.
Get the fuck out of here, dude. Get the fuck out of here.
He said, and I quote, by racism, I don't mean the traditional sense. I do not hate or have any prejudices against any other races.
Man.
I personally think there are differences between different races, genetically. But I hold no prejudiced views against any race, and I don't believe that my race is superior. I think every man is created equal in the eyes of God.
Neither one of them look old enough to be a police officer.
That guy, I mean, that was just, I wanted to say... I mean, like, yeah, he towed the line. I mean, that's exactly what they've always said. The exact, almost exact wordings of every other neo-Nazi.
Right, when you get caught.
When they get caught. Almost exactly the same thing.
He called Rockwell an anti-Semitic ideologue who founded the American Nazi Party in 1959 and made common cause with the Ku Klux Klan to oppose the civil rights movement. Called him a traditional American, but said he didn't agree with Rockwell's views on race. Said I would agree with him that Americans need to stay traditional to their values and morals.
Traditionally racist.
Yeah. He said he chose the black sun profile picture for his social media profile because he's engaged with a gaming group that's playing a simulation of the Waffen-SS, a military wing of the German Nazi Party. He says, I chose a Germanic pagan symbol that the SS used. However, the symbol Costner uses blends the black sun design with the American flag. The design was used by some alt-right activists in last year's Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville. He said, I'm a traditional American Christian that's just concerned about my country's future. Uh-huh.
You're a racist.
Right. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution was unable to reach Jones. Costner said he would relay a message to his colleague saying, he's not involved in any of this.
I said, neither one of them look old enough to be a cop.
Well, that's just because you're old. And they're corrections officers. That's what they are. They work in a jail. So, yeah, you go do your shit at 18. These guys are like 20-something. They've both been with the sheriff's office for less than a year.
Yeah.
So, they hadn't revealed any extremist tendencies on the job, according to the records. No use of force, nothing where there were claims of violating people's civil rights or mistreating people. So, anywho, the group that put together the packet on these guys said the attractions of police work for white supremacists are clear. They can enforce racism, recruit at work, and have access to state resources and information. It's imperative that we expose them. We took the time to carefully research Costner and Jones. We're glad that they've been fired. We will continue to expose fascists both in law enforcement and outside of it. I think that's absolutely imperative too.
Yeah.
That police departments keep a really close eye on who is representing them in the streets.
Yes.
In the streets, in the prisons, everything else. Because it's not enough for them to, and I'm sorry if you think this is too harsh, it's not enough for them to be, you know, just like every other person. You have to expect them to be better.
Exactly.
That's part of the job. You have training to handle very difficult situations. You're expected to deal with high stress situations with dangerous people and
not to be racist.
And to not be racist. And I understand how it happens to some of these people, and we've talked about this before. If the only people of color you ever run across are the ones that you run across at work when you're arresting people, then you're going to have a bit of a prejudice against them if that is your only interaction.
Yes.
That's human nature. So that's why it's so important that they keep an eye on that. That and racism's wrong. Just saying. Right here in our own backyard, Greyhound bus riders were pepper sprayed by a fellow passenger.
Nice.
What the hell?
Yeah, a man was arrested after allegedly pepper spraying passengers on a Greyhound bus last Tuesday night. 26 victims, one of whom jumped out of the bus window onto a lane of I-80, required medical attention. It happened at 8:35 p.m. last Tuesday. CHP officers learned that the man had pepper sprayed multiple people on a Greyhound bus traveling west on I-80. The bus driver pulled to the side of the freeway in Auburn. The suspect then left the bus, jumped on top of a slow-moving van, which was also going west.
You think he's in a movie or what?
Well, officers on scene saw the man ranting and raving atop the van and even punching it in an attempt to get inside. They described it as, quote, kind of a like a crazy TV movie. officers arrested Edward Charles McLeod, 60, on suspicion of committing three felonies, including assault, battery, and possessing tear gas. He was placed in custody at Placer County Jail, where he was booked on all three charges. About 26 victims were requiring medical attention. One victim who jumped out the bus window toward oncoming traffic to escape the assault was taken to Sutter Roseville for a leg or ankle injury. The freeway was closed for a while. The rightmost lane for 2 hours following the incident, and a new Greyhound bus arrived to transport the other passengers about 2 hours later.
Wow.
I think the moral of the story here is don't ride the bus. Make better decisions.
Greyhound,
don't ride the
leave
bus.
Leave the driving to us.
leave the pepper spray to us. We have a lantern festival. I guess we don't. Let's skip right over that. That wasn't that interesting anyway.
Fuck you, Lantern Festival in New York.
Basically, that's the thing. All of these lantern festivals, they light lanterns and they go up in the air, and then they come down and burn things.
No.
Don't shoot a gun in the air. Don't release balloons, because the balloons come down, and then animals choke on them, because it's just fucking latex in the woods.
If it's Mylar, it might get caught in power lines and cause a power outage.
Or a fire. By the way, California is on fire.
We don't need no lantern festivals out here.
We don't need lantern festivals. We don't need you to release a balloon. We don't need you to do any of that shit. Stop that shit.
Just leave. How about that?
Stop that shit you saw in an 80s movie. It's stupid. If you saw it in an 80s movie and you think it's a good idea, just watch the 80s movie again. Call it a day. Meanwhile, McDonald's served a pregnant woman a cup of cleaning solution instead of coffee. And you're like, what? Well, a pregnant woman from Canada was served a cup of cleaning chemicals instead of a latte. And I say, that's what you get for getting a McDonald's latte. Sarah Douglas, who's 32 weeks pregnant with their third child, was driving her son to a baseball game on a Sunday morning when she stopped at a McDonald's in southern Alberta. Driving through, she grabbed her coffee and got back on the highway. After just one sip, she pulled over and spat the drink out, saying, I immediately had to put my hazard lights on and pull over and spit out and rinse my mouth out with water. I open the lid of the coffee and out pours this pungent smell of chemical. It wasn't a latte at all, eh? She returned to the store in a fury. She didn't have time to go into the McDonald's, but she had time to go back. After telling someone behind the counter about the issue, she asked to speak with a supervisor. I want to speak with your supervisor. The supervisor offered a replacement coffee. Maybe that's not what's going to do it for him. I showed him the coffee and he had asked if I wanted a new one. I said, absolutely not. This is unacceptable. I said, I need to speak with someone higher up. And he said he was the only supervisor on at the time. And he gave me his manager's phone number. After they looked around, they found that the coffee machine had a cleaning line hooked into the milk dispenser.
Oh, damn.
So it was frothy chemicals. Fearful of the chemicals that she had put in her mouth, she asked the supervisor to let her take a picture of the bottle's content. The supervisor went and got the bottle that was hooked up to it and brought it over to the counter. So I took a picture of it so I knew what I was working with and what I had consumed and could talk to 811 and poison control. If you didn't swallow any of it, you're fine.
Yeah, like if it was acid, your mouth would be gone.
Yeah.
Did she love that coffee, or did she just lust for it?
I don't know. However, the incident doesn't seem to have happened before. There's a bunch of people who had tweeted, "Hey, McDonald's, way to make your soda taste like cleaning solution." Hashtag Brooklyn Park. Gotta love a McDonald's coffee with hints of cleaning solution. Yo, McDonald's, care to explain why my sweet tea tastes like cleaning solution? Not cool, man. Not cool.
Oops.
Poison control, told her not to worry, but she's still gonna go see her doctor. I'm sure that's a prelude to suing McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
And rightfully so. I mean, if you're gonna do that sort of thing, the clown's gotta pay up. The clown gotta pay up. All right, I think we're all ready for this. I think we've all had something building up.
And now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
Jason, got anything that's been nipping at your sphincter area?
Nipples.
Oh, my wife. no, I'm just kidding. So... I have asthma really bad. I mean, we all know that.
Sure.
But really, like, I can't be too upset right now because I've been getting these shots, like, every 2 weeks. This stuff called Xolair. And I've been taking this other medication that causes me some... Anyhow, basically, I shit a lot. I've been gaining a little bit more weight, but I lost, like, 10 pounds in, like, 3 weeks on one of the medications. It's kind of like, I'm really excited about having this awesome medication, right? But it's like, fuck you, why you have to, like, you know, like, fuck with my butthole and, like, make me shit more and, you know, like, thank you, like, and I'm gonna keep using you. But it just sucks. Like, I just wish I could just have, like, a normal, like, I could just breathe. And then not only that, California's on fucking fire and I have asthma. Like,
a lot of smoke.
A lot of fucking smoke. And you know what, though? Like, my breathing is one of the... Like, my breathing right now is as bad as it was before I started all this medication. Which is... That's really saying something. Like, that I can breathe really well. I'm not having issues with as horrible as the breathing conditions are here. Like, I am breathing so awesome. So I guess it's not really a grievance. It's just like a... You know, like...
All right, Kareem...
Thought you were in the butt play.
I turned his microphone off. That was the worst airing of grievance ever.
I'm sorry, I can breathe, man. I can breathe!
That's not a grievance.
I can breathe!
Kareem?
Selfish people.
Oh, well.
Stop being so fucking selfish. Think about somebody else besides yourself for once in your fucking life. Don't put anybody else's shit in jeopardy because you did dumb shit.
You know who you are.
Yes. Don't call somebody and ask them to do some shit shady because you got caught.
You're only making it worse.
Exactly. And you're making the people lose the respect that they had for you.
All right. I have a grievance.
Okay.
My grievance is Fruit Ridge Road. Because now they've got different parts of Fruit Ridge Road torn up where lanes are closed and people can't fucking drive.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, down on Fruit Ridge Road, no one gives a shit about their car because they all drive pieces of shit because it's the hood.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. So on my way to work in the morning, I got people tearing up the middle, literally the middle of the road. Like, all morning. I get off the freeway, and now I have one less lane to get over into. People pitch up over the top of the thing, so you can't get over. And then it's like, so it's like, okay, I'm right on time for work. Oh, no, now I'm 5 minutes late. Motherfucker. And, by the way, it does not help you. I don't know who did it, but they have now painted, literally painted freeway signs on Highway 99 North for... Highway 50 West and Highway 50 West, I-80 West.
Oh, they had that in San Diego.
I know. I've seen it in plenty of other places. They have now painted it on 99 North, just north of Fruit Ridge Road. By the way, if you get in those two lanes, that's why there's a fucking backup there constantly. Because people are so afraid and they don't know that they get over in those two lanes that early, and then traffic is backed all the way up to Fruit Ridge, and I can't get over and get fucking home.
Sorry, man.
Let me tell you. Why don't you think about me? This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, fucking assholes.
Why don't you think about me, Caltrans? And whoever is City of Sacramento? What were you saying about selfish people, Cream? just saying. Now, that's a goddamn grievance. That's a goddamn grievance. Oh, and I have another goddamn grievance.
Oh, shit.
I tried to go to Chondo's over here in West Sac, the world fucking headquarters of Chondo's. By the way, Chondo's is the goddamn best.
Yes. And?
They were closed.
What?
Because they're renovating their kitchen. By the way, I had tried a few days earlier to order on the app, and it said, when would you like to place the order? And normally it's like now or future. And I tried to go now, and it kept defaulting to like Monday, August, whatever. And I'm like, no, why would I be ordering for 10 days from now?
Yeah, it's when they'll be open.
Yeah, it turns out they're renovating the kitchen.
That's
in a place that they opened like less than 2 years ago. So I'm curious about that.
They might have got busy. I mean,
well, there are a number of things that are possible, and I'm never going to say anything bad about Chondo's because they're fucking awesome. But that was bullshit that I wanted Chondo's, and Chondo's was closed, so I couldn't get Chondo's.
Now I know what I'm having for lunch tomorrow.
That's right. Fucking Chondo's. By the way, if you haven't had Chondo's, go have some Chondo's.
Should I?
Yeah.
Never had it yet.
You've never had Chondo's?
No.
Fuck you.
What the fuck you?
Are you fucking kidding me? How long have you been in Sacramento? You've never had Chondo's? That's some bullshit. Dude, they've got a cantina downtown now. Chondo's Cantina.
Yeah, because I'm all about the cantina.
They're in Roseville. They got a place in Roseville. They got a place in South Sac. They got a place in West Sac. They got a place in Midtown. They got the place over on Arden where you can stand around in the street.
I've been to Las Cuatro's Milpas.
They've got a fucking
they're
food
not
truck.
Chondo's, goddammit. No, like, but they're not Las Cuatro's Milpas either. Like
it's the most amazing food in the barrio in San Diego. It's, and yeah. Like, that's cool. I mean, I get it. I mean, like, you're
okay, so I have another grievance. Jason hasn't been to fucking Chondo's? What kind of horse shit is this?
Well, fucking take me there, bro.
I'll take... Well, maybe we'll go after the escape room. They have one in Roseville.
Somebody hit him in the nuts.
Right?
Get the fuck out of here, man. Have you ever had Las Cuatro's Milpas? Oh, okay, you have.
No, because we don't live
in
San
Diego.
Jesus, have you ever been to the Homestead out on Tom Miller Road? No, because you don't live in Plattsburgh.
Actually, I have been there.
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
You haven't been to Parker's Barbecue, have you?
No.
Or Smithfield's. Either one, because you haven't been to North Carolina, damn it.
Have you been to Al's French Fries? No, you haven't, because you haven't been to Burlington, Vermont.
Ooh, have you been to Bunnenberger?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying.
Test tube, baby.
Test tube, baby.
I have one more grievance. Jason's grievance was terrible.
I don't have a grievance today, man. I can breathe, and it's fucking smoky. It looks like there's a fog in Sacramento at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon because it's so smoky.
It looks like Tatooine is what it looks like.
Yeah, it looks like hell. Like, I was driving through Sacramento yesterday, Monday. I was picking my, I was doing something for my sister. It was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And there were like homeless people. Like, I thought I was like on hell. Like, it reminded me of like a hellscape because it had an orange tinge to it. You could barely see like past a block in front of you. Like, I seriously thought that I was, like, in some, like, dystopian future. Like, it was...
See, now there's a goddamn grievance. Where was this 5 minutes ago?
Because it's not a grievance. It's just, it was surreal, bro. It was surreal.
Great.
Support for NPR and the following message come from the Lagunitas Brewing Company, whose brewers are inspired to compose their beers like pieces of music. Click here more to get a taste of what that sounds like from brewmaster Jeremy Marshall, Lagunitas founder Tony McGee, and the guitar that sits in his office.
No.
Good morning, I'm Rachel Martin. A teenager in Palo Alto, California was arrested after allegedly breaking into a couple's home. But here's where it gets really strange. According to the police, after the 17-year-old snuck into the house, he actually woke up the couple sleeping in their bedroom and asked for their Wi-Fi password. Maybe he thought they'd be cool with it, you know, just let him stream some videos, kick back, maybe order some stuff on Amazon Prime. Alas, no, one of the owners pushed the kid out of the house before the cops arrived. It's Morning Edition.
There's a grievance. There's some little asshole who broke in and wants my Wi-Fi password.
But what the fuck? It's just like, that is the worst, like, news story I've ever heard. That didn't give me any information except, like, why did he do it? Who, what, where, when, why? Like, why? Why did he do it?
It's Morning Edition.
Fuck Morning Edition.
It's Morning Edition.
Fuck all of them. You know, fuck Lagunitas and their fucking 45-second minute fucking...
Let me just point something out to you. You're just making my point that I've made repeatedly.
Lagunitas?
The NPR.
That
is horseshit.
Advertisement was the same length as the fucking news. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Roughly. And there was the option to click for a 2-minute and 40-second interview to talk about why they brew their beer and the fucking guitar sitting in his office.
Yeah.
What sort of asshole clicks on that?
Yeah, fucking Lagunitas drinking fucking bastard ass shitholes. Fucking assholes. Hey, there's my fucking grievance. Fuck all of you. Fuck Lagunitas. Fuck them in the fucking butthole.
All right. Meanwhile, I'm not sure where I-35 is, but two gentlemen get out of their cars to have a spat, and a lady pulled out a phone and narrated the whole thing.
In action, rah-rah, for real. For real. These two men acting a fool on the side of 35, yeah. I ain't making this up. Girl, shut up. This is too much for me. Too old, bruh. Too old. Can we get some movement? Yo, let's chalk this up.
Two dudes in their 50s, they look to be about in their 50s, had gotten into, so it looks like one of them might have cut the other one off. They got out of their cars, they were pushing each other a little bit, no punches were thrown.
One guy looks like he might have Down syndrome.
Alright, let me point something out. So this was clearly an African American woman doing the thing on her phone.
Yeah.
Do you notice what she didn't do?
Call the police.
Exactly! There's two crazy white men fighting here on the side of the freeway, come and get them! That you could actually make a case for calling the police for.
Yes.
Just saying. Grown men fighting over bullshit. That's what you gotta do.
Thanks for listening, and please support the show by shopping Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com.
I'm sorry.
Lean back, relax, and enjoy sex toy news.
Yeah, you want to enjoy that. Yeah, I punched the wrong thing before. I apologize. All right. Is the city of St. Louis spending taxpayer money on condoms and sex toys?
I hope so.
It's a question a viewer asked after seeing a call for bids on the city's website. The Five on Your Side team Verify found your answer. When it comes to sex, St. Louis has a bad reputation. As some of the highest numbers when it comes to HIV and STIs. That's according to the health services manager with the city. Said that one reason the city is buying more than 70,000 condoms a year and then just giving them away.
Wow.
The thought behind it is if condoms are accessible in the community, it increases the likelihood they'll use them. By using them, it'll cut the number of HIV and STI cases. But it's not just condoms. There are dental dams and other items. By the way, dental dams are the female version if you want to perform oral sex on a lady.
Yeah.
And
it's for her protection.
Mm-hmm. And
she don't know what you got.
And yours. And other items like lube, novelty sex keychains, and even a vibrating ring. So who's footing the bill? The Missouri state government and the Federal Center for Disease Control. It's a CDC-approved intervention that focuses on decreasing HIV and STI. So, yes, taxpayers, you're paying for dildos.
Yes. And you're saving money
on people not getting HIV.
Yes.
Or pregnant.
Right?
Or pregnant.
Or pregnant. By the way, for a full list of where they're available, visit STLcondoms.com.
Oh, man, when I didn't have any money and I wanted to fuck, I would just go grab a handful of those condoms.
Planned Parenthood?
Yep. Or the county health building, like where when I broke my leg, that's where I had to get my condoms.
So, that's our sex toy news. Where are we with time here? Oh, shit, we're running very late. We got a little bit of Trump news for you before we move forward with this, so we'll get through it pretty quickly. Headline, Sacramento black pastor to Trump, you've given us new hope.
Fuck him.
Now he faces a backlash. See, just Kareem just backlashed on him. I don't need Despacito.
Wanna play?
I also don't need to have the ad, but we'll get past that in a second. Yeah, there's going to be backlash, shockingly.
I'm honored to be here, and you know, he passed away a few years ago.
Throughout our history, America's churches and religious leaders have called for change and have inspired us to care for and bring hope back to those in need. So many people in need. These are the people that they do a job, and it's really largely unrecognized, which is something they don't even care about, frankly. They just want to take care of people. This tax incentive will bring badly needed investment into distressed communities, communities with high unemployment, communities where it's really tough and tough to get a job. And already we're seeing what's happening. We're seeing the benefits. Our focus on opportunity for every citizen includes helping former prisoners. These citizens reentering society have had a tough time. We want them to get jobs so they don't have to return to a life of crime and go back in to the same prison where they just got out.
To be honest, this is probably going to be and I'm going to say this at this table, the most pro-black president that we've had in our lifetime. Because, and I try to, you know, analyze the people that I encounter. This president actually wants to prove something to our community, our faith-based mm-hmm. community, and our ethnic community. The last president didn't feel like he had to. He felt like he didn't have to prove. He got a pass. This president this administration is probably going to be more proactive regarding urban revitalization and prison reform than any president in your lifetime. If we work together, give him a chance. Don't pay any attention to these guys back here. And I promise you, we will do something. That we will. This administration will continue.
Fuck him too.
So you're
the pro black, and you hire a racist to be the attorney general, a guy who was so racist that he couldn't get appointed as a federal court judge by Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
But you're pro black. The first thing you did as far as prison reform goes was you rolled back the Obama era, where they weren't using private prisons. So how, pro black are you? How prison reform are you?
He met with Kim Kardashian.
Fuck her too. You should have left that bitch in jail.
I knew that was coming.
So I have a friend. So my friend Cabana, we used to work with this guy, Kevin. They're both black guys, right? But Kevin, like, Cabana posted this today, and Cabana's in New Mexico now. Like, his wife has a job with Verizon. So he's there. Kevin is in the Bay Area now. But he posted this article about it, on his Facebook, and Kevin came in and said, "That's why I don't like politics. This pastor's been, serving the community for 35 years. He's a good God-fearing man." And said a bunch of positive things about him. But then at the end, it's like, that's why I hate politics. So I don't know who this guy is. I'm not part of that community. Like, has he done anything for the community?
He's talking about Dr. Goodeau, and I've been out here for 20 something years. I've never been to the church.
Right.
I don't even go to church in Sacramento. I go to church when I go to North Carolina. Now, I'm not big on church, but I go to church in North Carolina because I know those people actually practice what they preach. The church that I do go to. And then, I think I've met him a couple of times, and it seems shady to me. The couple of times I've talked to him, and I've talked to some pastors in here that I think were cool. There's Pastor Mitchell, but somebody posted it. And, there was a pastor that said that he prayed about it and God told him to go. And I was like, yeah, God told you to go because he wanted everybody to know who the charlatans were.
Mm.
That's why God told you to go, because he wanted everybody to see who the charlatans was. It's like the conversation we had during the last, podcast. If you're with that dude, you can't be, we're not fucking with you. That's where we are as people who are activated or activists in this. One of the things that Carol Harris said was, you make a decision every moment of every day. You chose to go spend time with that dude. That tells me everything I need to know about you. And no more this, oh, give him a chance. No, fuck him. He's proven who he is over time and time again. And the only thing that they got from him was a photo op. He got a photo op to say that he's, so he can say, okay, see, I got black friends. That's all he did.
Here's the one thing that, and if I'll play devil's advocate for a moment.
Okay.
He did exactly what you have to do with Trump, which is kiss his ass. Toss his salad. Get in there and toss his salad real good. And then you're his friend and he might do something for you.
I wish I had sent you the D.L. Hughley clip, on this particular subject, because he brought up a person in the Bible who was called before the king.
Mm-hmm.
And in what he did was he pointed out all of the bad things the king had done as a hypothetical.
Sure.
And the king said, man, I would kill that person. And then he told him that person was you. And that changed the king's heart.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in that position, you're supposed to call out. You're supposed to speak truth to power.
Mm-hmm.
If you went there and you did some shit like this, and Dr. Goodeau did some shit like this too, fuck you and the cross that you're hanging in your church.
And if it's a doctorate in theology, you don't really get to call yourself a doctor.
Meanwhile, Omarosa has got a book coming out, and she had some things to say about Donald Trump.
Manabel Newman claims in her new book that President Trump has exhibited a mental decline that could not be denied. The Daily Mail published an excerpt from her upcoming book, Unhinged, an insider's account of the Trump White House. Newman said she noticed it during his interview last May with Lester Holt, saying she grew worried about President Trump's mental health. Going on to say, quote, she knew something wasn't right. During that interview, Trump made headlines for contradicting White House claims that it was the recommendation of Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein that resulted in FBI Director James Comey's firing. However, he told Holt that the Russia investigation was part of his decision to fire Comey. According to the Daily Mail, Newman wrote, quote, Donald rambled. He spoke gibberish. He contradicted himself from one sentence to the next. Manigault Newman was supposedly fired from the White House in December as Director of Communications for the Office of Public Liaison. However, Newman says she resigned. Her book will be released on August 14th.
So, that's
they gave you the chance to resign instead of being fired. And I've actually, she's not the first person that I've heard say that.
Yeah. Oh, I have an example. He's not good with geography.
So, I have great respect for the UK, United Kingdom. Great respect.
People call it Britain. They call it Great Britain. They call it, they used to call it England, different parts.
No. No. Is he losing his mind or is he just stupid?
That's a good question.
He doesn't listen when people try to tell him he thinks he knows.
He owns property in Scotland. He spent time there. There's an issue. There's an issue. And by the way, do not, I'm going to say this to everyone now, do not look at his Twitter feed, look what he tweeted, and get all incensed and outraged and post it on social media. That's just what he wants. That's all it is. He tweets shit to his base to get them fired up, and he tweets the same shit to get you angry so that you will then spread his message and he makes you seem like a crazy person because you're so angry about his nonsense. Oh. Don't fall for the trap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't fall. I've been seeing friends that are on, like, the fringe of, like, Bernie Bros and stuff like that. A friend of mine, Stacy, today posted this thing from a right-wing, very biased news source about outrage about the plastic straws.
Right. I've seen a lot of those.
And it's Daily Caller, right? The Daily Caller is a right-wing, right? Is that the... I believe it is.
By the way, for everybody not in California, we can get all the fucking straws that we want.
Yeah. Hey, get the fuck out of here. What they're doing now is they're saying things and trying to get people to like get outraged. Like, the only reason that they're doing an article on that, which is something that liberal, like, there's liberal people and there's a lot of people that hate it that are liberals that don't like the idea of not using a plastic straw and think it's a stupid ban. But what they do is they say it because it's so ridiculous. And then they link it to liberals because that's how they get their base. Like that's how they enrage the people. They say, look at how stupid these people are. Without calling them stupid liberals, they're like, the inference is there of like, oh, well, it's California. That's what they're going to be doing.
Dude, they use the term libtards all the time.
But not in these posts that are like, sure, like supposed to be news outlets with a guy behind a news desk. And it's like, I've had to explain to people a couple of like, this is from a biased news source that you're doing exactly what they want you to do. You're promoting something that's stupid that people are like saying that it's because of libtards. Like, oh man, people, it's so fucking ridiculous. Like, you can't just put like you said, Nate, the first moment you get really upset about something, who are you getting the information from?
And why are you getting upset about
it? Exactly.
By the way, the great Adam Carolla, I don't quote him a lot, if it doesn't make you money and it doesn't make you happy, why do it?
Yeah.
And how is it going to hurt you to not use a straw? Well, actually, they didn't even say they were going to take away. They're going to take away straws, but give you a cup that has a...
Oh, that's Starbucks.
Yeah.
That's what Starbucks is doing. But, the quote-unquote ban does not apply to fast food joints, which is most of the places you're going to use a straw.
Yeah.
And by the way, you can get a straw at a restaurant. They just don't offer you one as a matter of course. If you ask for one, they'll give it to you. Hey, can I get a straw? Sure. That's the end of it.
Yep.
That's literally the end of it.
All you need to do.
That's it.
It's kind of like how in California, at some places, you have to ask for a glass of water.
Right, because we have been in states of drought in the past. And in the middle of a drought, rather than just pour water that you're not going to drink, you have to ask for it.
Not a big deal.
It's true. By the way, we live in California. Who cares?
Yeah.
We're all mad.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle.
Fuck all these
small
people, man.
Small town news.
This small town news comes to us from Bangor, Maine. Bob Kelly knows he'll never trap all the squirrels in Bangor, but that's not stopping him from live trapping and relocating every one of the rodents he can from the city's Tree Streets neighborhood, where they seemed especially numerous this summer. It's unlawful, Kelly said Monday afternoon. We own property in two different areas, and both are infested with squirrels.
Squirrels? Fuck these squirrels.
According to the squirrel experts, there's no single reason for the population explosion around Kelly's neighborhood. Squirrel populations can naturally fluctuate depending on the availability of food, the presence of predators, weather conditions, and how much they've been fucking. integrated pest management professionals with the University of Maine Cooperative Extension say for the most part, squirrel populations tend to stay relatively stable. Could just be one of those things that this kind of hot, dry summer, and it's making them more active than in previous years. Now, whether the squirrel populations do explode, so it's not uncommon for it to be in a specific area, such as the Tree Streets neighborhood. It's also possible more squirrels than normal survived last winter and are having larger litters this summer because they were fucking more. He said he's been spending quite a bit of time this summer dealing with the squirrels and the damage they're causing. On our Pine Street property, they've gotten up into the soffits. Choose hold and move in. They make the tenants in that building nervous and they're damaging the house. See, squirrels are capable of causing quite a bit of damage. A licensed animal trapper, Don Levine, said. Squirrels, he said, they are capable of chewing through walls from the outside in a home and then creating their own traveling paths or routes within the walls, through insulation and into the attics. They also take advantage of any existing cracks or holes in a home to gain access. The biggest danger from squirrels is the damage or destruction they can cause to your home. They can get up inside the walls or in the attic and tear apart your insulation, urinate, leave the droppings, and chew on your wiring, and do some fucking. Squirrels chewing on the building electrical wire have been responsible for structure fires and other problems around the country. In Maine, wire-chewing squirrels were the prime suspects in an electrical fire that destroyed a building and tools at woodworking shop in Dedham in 2013. Last week, a squirrel caused a major commuter headache when it damaged a protective device in a Brewer power station, cutting power to 30,000 Emmer, Maine customers and knocking out several Brewer traffic lights. And that's all of them. Several is all of them. In May, 3,500 Emmer customers in northern Penobscot County lost power when a squirrel chewed electrical equipment in a Middle Knocket substation. See, now this summer, Levine said he's been responding to more squirrel nuisance calls than he has for about a decade. Seems to be getting worse. And Kelly would vouch for that. He said he and his neighbors have noticed it's not just their homes that the squirrels are invading. We have sunflowers. The squirrels climb to the top and they chew them. They're eating the fruit off the fruit trees before the fruit's even ripe. Other residents report squirrels digging up gardens or potted flowers to bury caches of food or helping themselves to vegetables growing above ground and chewing up roots under the dirt. Gardens can be ground zero for a squirrel invasion, that's according to Dill, saying squirrels are known to eat all sorts of different plants and vegetable matter. We tend to think of them as eating seeds and nuts, but they'll dig up seedlings or bulbs and nibble on other vegetables, and that can be a nuisance. It doesn't help, Kelly said, that some residents are deliberately feeding the squirrels. Well, son of a bitch. Dill noted that people of the garden often enjoy feeding the birds as well, and that bird seed will attract the squirrels. We all know feeding birds is the same as feeding squirrels, he said. Some people say if you move your bird feeder as far as possible from the garden, it could entice the squirrels away from your garden into another part of the property. For the past 2 months, Kelly has been live trapping squirrels around his homes on Fern and Pine Streets. He estimates he's caught about 50 of the animals and then released them 4 or 5 miles from his home, making sure there's a river or highway between the squirrels and his own property. Cross that road, you little sons of bitches. He believes the tide is turning in the battle. I catch one or two a day. It seems to have made a noticeable difference because in the spring, we'd look out and see 3 or 5 of them in the yard. Now we don't see as many as once. Levine said he understands why people want to take matters into their own hands when it comes to eradicating pests such as squirrels, but stressed it's better to call in the professionals. So one of the reasons the problems is getting worse is people are doing their old wildlife control. They're doing the catch and release, and if they release back into their own neighborhoods, then the squirrels become trap shy. Rather than taking a do-it-yourself approach or relying on instructions from YouTube, said call professional trappers first. If you talk to a professional, at the very least you get some useful pointers or tips that could help. We rely on property owners to give us information that can help them. If he knows when and where people are seeing squirrels, he can advise them on habitat modifications to discourage squirrels, such as cutting away branches and trees near home where the rodents use for cover. If property owner does call him in to remove the squirrels, he said he will conduct an inspection looking for openings or crevices where the squirrels are chewing and getting into a structure. He'll then live trap the squirrels, take them about 5 miles from where they were caught to release them. And it's not just squirrels. According to Levine, he's seen an increase in calls people dealing with increased populations of possums, raccoons, and skunks. It's like the animals are doing nothing but fucking.
They're fucking.
They're just fucking and fucking and fucking. Here's 5 ways to keep the squirrels out of your garden. You can install the kind of fencing that can keep squirrels out. You can purchase squirrel baffles and install them on your bird feeders. You can use natural repellents that tend to avoid, such as dog or human hair, mix into the soil, or sprinkle cayenne pepper around your garden. Make your vegetables spicy that way. Trim away any low-hanging tree branches above your garden, and it's possible if with your garden size you may make a makeshift mesh lid to cover the garden so you can put on and take it off as needed. They also have tips for keeping squirrels out of your home, but they ain't gonna fucking work anyway because the squirrels are devious little bastards who need to be eradicated immediately. And that's small town douche. It's been a while since I've been able to do the main accent.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. All right, that's going to do it for us. Tomorrow, or today if you're listening to this on Saturday, we're escaping Trump's America.
Yay! Ooh.
Escaping Trump's America.
Can't wait to get the fuck out.
I think he's going to be get put in sometime really soon.
Well, maybe Trump Jr. We'll see. See what's going on with all that. Hopefully the world's still spinning next week. We'll be back with...
Unless we're on fire.
Well, if we're on fire, we won't be here. So we'll see you next week, and have a great weekend, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, yeah, and don't be a fucking racist. That's not okay. You was a child. She's